God bless you, saint of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for yet another opportunity to be before him this day. We bless his holy name. He alone is the source of life, and he alone is the source of the word. We can only say that which he put in our mouth to say, and we hope that it blesses someone. If it's just only one person, that's enough for the blessing to pass across, to go through. It's really enough. We hope that these words would truly bless someone. That's my greatest hope and desire. Today, I would want to speak on a subject. I would just briefly speak on that, and I will title that Wanderer or Sojourner, which is to ask you if you are a wanderer or a sojourner. You may ask, what is a wanderer? What's a sojourner? Is there any kind of difference between the two? Yes, there is. You know, the life of Cain is a life that is that depicts wandering. And the life of Abraham or Jacob is a life that depicts sojourning. Both of them don't usually have a permanent resting, more like a permanent home or base, but both of them are different in characteristics, and we will look briefly at that. For everyone here on earth, this earth is in transient. This earth, or this world as we would see it, is a place to briefly pass. But the things that we do here on earth will determine if we are truly a wanderer or a sojourner. No, for everybody, nobody will live permanently here. You just have to pass through. But your exercises here will determine if you are a wanderer or a sojourner. Taking a look at the life of Cain, we would quickly realize that a wanderer has no food. A wanderer lacks bread all the time, right? And when I mean lack bread, a wanderer goes about in search of food, in search of bread. A wanderer goes about in search of water. A wanderer goes about lacking absolute rest. They are vagabond. They are fugitive. A wanderer goes about to the point where they are killed in that process. Right? Let's speak them one after the other. A wanderer lacks food. He goes around looking for scraps. He goes around looking for bread. He goes around looking for that which to put into his mouth just to survive. So it is spiritually. This world in itself is transient. And a wanderer in this world is that person who lacks the word. Even you may say, oh yeah, we have the message. We have the word of God. But because you listen to it physically, because you are in the church, does not mean you do not lack that bread. It does not mean you do not lack that food. It does not mean that you are not investing your time on scraps. You're not investing your time to eat from the roadside. Are you truly feasting at the table, or are you looking for scraps everywhere? Because a wanderer and a sojourner, they are just different by characteristics. They may pass the same path. They may go through the same route. They may go past Galilee. They may pass through Damascus together. But when you look at both of them, they are way different. One is subject to abject spiritual poverty. One lacks bread entirely. The other goes around with a train. And I will explain. Through the times when Abraham sojourned from land to land, he was never alone. He never lacked bread. He was going around with a servant. He was going around with a train. But he was rich in bread. It means the word of God was continually with him. The word of God was continually with him. He was continually dwelling in the presence of his father. at any point in time, he was able to lay the altar and have a sacrifice. But a wanderer never have that luxury. He's always in lack. In bread, he is lacking. That is, in the word of God, he has none. He lacks water. A wanderer is a person who lacks water. While he goes around from pillar to post, he is never with a, even if he's with a bottle of water, it's almost finished. It means if you look into your life, despite your transient journey through this world, you still cannot afford to say that you have the Holy Ghost in you in full. You have the Holy Ghost in you, but you are just simply walking from one sin to another. Or you are righteous, you feel like you are righteous today, you fall tomorrow. Or you are a better Christian today, you are the worst of yourself tomorrow. It means you are living without water. You're living and surviving on as little as possible. And therefore, you do not have the surplus of water around you. You are simply a wanderer. A sojourner has a well to its name. A man like Abraham would go to a land and bore a well there. He knows that that well is to his name. He can always come back there and take water. He does not lack bread. He doesn't lack water. Even when there is drought, he knows where to get water. The Holy Ghost in you is the water. The Holy Spirit in you is the water. And again, a wanderer lacks rest because there is never a place of rest for him. He would, you know, like I said, he is a vagabond. Like I said, he's a fugitive. As Cain would say, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not, I mean, I'm reading from Genesis 4:12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee as strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. That is to say, he would not have a place of rest. But we know that even though we pass through this world in transient, we have a place of rest as a sojourner. A sojourner, like I said, has a train. You are encompassed about by so great a witness who cheers you up in the transient world. You are encompassed about by so great a witness who are guiding you in this transient world. There is a train behind you. You know you are not alone. You know there is an unseen eye watching you. You know there is a God behind you. You have the water in you. You have the bread which you can eat. But yet you are not waiting. You are not staying. You are in move. But you have rest. You could stay at a place and rest comfortably. Spend the number of months you want to spend and then go to the next point. That is a sojourner. But look at your life. Are you able to say that you have rest? Do you have the Holy Ghost in you? Spiritually, do you truly have rest? Are you scared? Are you just going about trying to scrap for food spiritually, scrapping for water spiritually? But there is no evidence in your heart. There is no confidence in you that you truly have rest. Have you taken your time to change from being a wanderer to being a sojourner? Have you taken your time to convert your mentality from being a wanderer to being a sojourner? That is what I wanted you to look at today. They may look the same, but they are different. We may all look alike. We may all come to the same church. We may all come to the same fellowship. We may all do the same thing. We may all be singing and shouting. But in us, we are either a sojourner or we are a wanderer. And wanderers, they usually have broken vessels. Either they have their own vessels broken, or they break other people's vessel. We can read quickly in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48, verse 12. I think the prophecy was speaking about Moab there. He said, "Therefore, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will send unto him wanderers that shall cause him to wander, and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles." Again, like I said, there is always wastage in the life of a wanderer. When you feel today that you rejoice in his presence, and all of a sudden that grief comes to you, breaks your heart, pierces you, tears you apart, it's a sign that you are wandering. It's a sign that you need to seek his face so that you would sojourn and not wander, so that you would be able to walk with him in securely. You'll be able to walk with him in security. You'll be able to walk with him in rest. When you cannot maintain that word of God in your heart, when you go today to fetch that water and you cannot successfully take that water home, on your way home, something happens and all of a sudden, what you have learned in church is gone. All of a sudden, that mood, that spirit of Christ that had come around you from the fellowship is all of a sudden gone. When all you do from fellowship back home is to talk and you lose all that you bring, your vessel is broken, then it is a sign that you are a wanderer. You are not a true sojourner. A sojourner will preserve. He would go to the church, take all that he needs to take, preserve that, and that will take him or her a long journey. He knows the journey is long. He is able to preserve that which he has. He is able to preserve the water. He is able to preserve the food. He is able to preserve the breast, the bread. And he is able to have rest. He is able to have rest. When you are not able to spend time with the Lord, when you are not able to separate yourself to spend time with the Lord, it is a sign that you are a wanderer. You are not resting. When you spend time with the Lord, it's at that moment that you are resting. You are not resting. You are just wandering about. And there is something that happens to wanderers. They go aimlessly about. And eventually, they get killed. It dies a spiritual death. As Cain would say, one day they would see me around and someone will kill me. They die a spiritual death. The beginning of the journey for a wanderer might be exciting. Oh, I'm going from my home. The Lord has called me. I want to go through a transient journey through this earth. I will get to a point later. But because they don't have a destination, there is no aim for them. They go around, they either be killed by wild beast, or one way or the other, a tribe catches them, roasts them for food. And that is always the end. But a sojourner has a aim in mind. He has an aim in mind. He doesn't go aimlessly. It's like, it's the same story with Abraham. Abraham was a sojourner. And as recorded in Hebrews, I believe, Hebrews chapter 11, it says, I will read from verse 9. It says, "By faith he sojourned in the land of promise." You might listen to that. Look at that. He did not sojourn everywhere. He didn't go from Middle East to China. From Middle East, he didn't go to Europe. He sojourned within a specific place. You have a confinement. The love of God constrains you within that confinement. You have a place where you cannot go beyond as a sojourner. The journey of Abraham was within the land of promise. He isn't going anywhere aimlessly. There is a aim. Your journey as a Christian is within your land of promise. It is within the scope of that land. As a Christian, you are not allowed to just roam aimlessly. You are not allowed to sail the wild sea. You sail the wild sea no more. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles. Listen, he was dwelling in tabernacle, which means he had a roof over his head, which means he was able to rest. He had food, he had water, he was able to rest, and his vessels were preserved. He was dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Tell me a vagabond who would have heirs while he is on the journey being a fugitive. While you are on this journey, tell me, who can you point to as a fruit or reward of your journey? If we look at our life, who can we point to? Can we say, oh, while I was on this journey, the Lord used me to call this person to faith. The Lord used me to call that person to faith. The Lord used me to call this person to faith. Can you say it? Do you have an heir who is dwelling in the same tabernacle with you? Or you are aimlessly roaming about, standing today, falling tomorrow? Are you a vagabond? Or are you a sojourner? Are you a wanderer? Or are you a sojourner? I ask that you be a sojourner today. These are heirs with him of the same promise. When you call, when the Lord uses you, when you are a true sojourner, and you are able to bring one into the same land of promise with you, they become the same heir, they become heirs with you of that same promise. That promise is Christ. That promise is in the new world. Your brother, which the Lord helped you to bring in, is the same heir with you of the same promise. For he looked for a city. Imagine, there is a aim for a sojourner. Abraham had a aim in mind. It was a clear aim. He wasn't wondering about. He was looking for a city which hath foundation. He had a clear description of that aim, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13, these all died in faith. Like I said, this world is transient. As a sojourner and as a wanderer, we would leave this world. But there is a difference. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. There is a hymn. Look into your life. Do you have a hymn? What is your hymn? Is your aim the promise of the Father? Or do you have a glimpsy aim? Do you have a aim that is so devoid of understanding? Is your aim to be rich? Or is your aim the true aim which God has brought us here on this earth for? Which is to be one with him? Is that your aim? This all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They were not wanderers. They were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. The earth was transient, but they were strangers, which means they did not associate themselves or attach themselves with this earth. They were pilgrim, which means they were just mere sojourners of this earth, but they had an aim in mind. Let's look at our lives. What aims do you have? Are you dying today, waking up tomorrow? Or do you have a consistent vessel that holds your water? Do you have a consistent basket that holds your bread? Do you have rest? Are you in danger of dying spiritually? And do you have him? Make sure you have those five things. You have bread, you have water, you have rest, your vessel is preserved, and you have him. Those are the five characteristics that you are truly a sojourner here on earth. I pray that we would assess ourselves, we will look at ourselves, and that we will be able to tell if there is any gaps, we're able to change our lives, move ourselves from being a wanderer to be a sojourner, because that is truly who God is looking for. Don't be relaxed here on earth. He isn't asking for that. Yet, as well as you're not relaxed, don't be a wanderer. I pray that the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.